Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Monday of week 4, and we are on page 29 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Each week, we're focusing on a different aspect of prayer. So we've practiced prayers of praise. We've learned some practical tools and methods to both persist in prayer and to listen for God's voice. And this is our final week in this series on prayer, and we're focusing on praying for others. Most of my daily prayers for others center on my husband's and kids, along with my husband, singular, and kids, along with other close family and friends who are experiencing new or difficult or scary situations. Over the years, I've also been learning to pray for others as they come to mind. Part of that pray without ceasing idea, I guess. So if a name or a face comes to mind, I'm intentional about taking a pause, praying for them. What can be hard about praying for others is not knowing what exactly they need for prayer, right? So sometimes I'm bold. I will send them a message and ask if there's something specific, but sometimes I just ask the Spirit to help me. And I will tell you what He does. He reminds me of the vocabulary and the words for prayer that we learn from Jesus and from others in the Scripture. And all that I have learned about prayer has been taught to me through God's words and the prayers that others have prayed over me. In the moments when I'm tempted to believe that I'm not a good enough prayer, right? I think some of you can probably resonate with that. You must remember that it really has far less to do with me or you, and it's got a whole lot more to do with the Spirit who is in us. So praise God for that, right? Today, let's read one of Paul's prayers for his friends in Colossae. It comes from Colossians 1:3-14. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras and our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Beautiful, meaningful, and Spirit-filled. This goes way beyond health and safety, right? Both of those things are totally okay to pray for, and we see examples of those prayers all through the Psalms and Scriptures. But Paul's example encourages us to consider the hearts and minds of the people that we love. Our primary goals in this life, after all, are not just to be healthy and to be safe, but to be made more like Jesus. Now, as I read verses 9 through 12 again, insert the name of someone you know and pray this over them. We have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. And one final time, allow me to pray this over you today, wherever you are and whatever you are doing. Father God, thank you so much for the work of Jesus, that you have given us redemption, the forgiveness of sins. God, I ask today for all those who are listening that they would be filled with the knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, that your Spirit would bring them to your wisdom and your understanding, so that today they would walk in a manner that is worthy, that is pleasing to you. Today, God, may they bear your good fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and every good work that they do. And it may they, at the same time, increase in their knowledge of you. God, strengthen them with your power according to your glorious might. For all endurance in whatever they face, for all patience in whatever they face, that they may do so with joy and thanksgiving to you who has qualified them to share in your inheritance. You have made them your children. They're part of your family. They are heirs of Christ in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.